pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN and get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to the Champions League show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and also at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow me on my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. That's an account where I do post free plays and opinions, but most significantly, I post my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet. And collectively, they now accumulate to 129 months in a row of transparent and track profit. That means if I make a profit for another 3 months, I've been undefeated every single month for 11 straight years. So we're already past a decade of winning without a losing month. We're now looking for an 11-year run, and we just need 3 more months of profitable spreadsheets in order to do that. All these spreadsheets are available to look at. You can scroll down X, or you can simply head over to lockbetting.com, where you can sign up for additional plays and where all the spreadsheets are posted. If you want to just take the quick route, the pin tweet is always the P&L from the previous month. We'll be posting a month of February shortly. At the moment, you can still see the month of January. The month of January was good for £3,094, which converts to just shy of $4,000 once converted. That was bolstered by 14 units of futures in the NFL, and February will be bolstered by a 13-5 Super Bowl card, capping off an incredible NFL season, yet another incredible season in the NFL from Lock betting. We actually have a 81% all-time futures record. So I know some guys don't like them. I know some guys don't like waiting for the payout. But when you have an 81% winning record, it's certainly not worth skipping out on any futures. Also, when you have a look through our spreadsheets, have a look at how we manage a bankroll. We don't chase losing players with bigger players. You'll rarely find two-unit players on there, or three-unit, or five-unit, or 10-unit, or anything disguised as that, such as a whale play, a max play, a five-star play, 10-star play, 20-star play, a play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, play of the century. None of that Monopoly money garbage. Just tracked and transparent plays, which make betting accessible for anybody with a disposable income looking to enjoy this hobby more. And what makes it more enjoyable is the winning that we are delivering on a monthly basis. So let's move on with this edition of the Champions League show. Now, this is the first week of the second legs. The next set of second legs will go down next week. And by then, we will know the final eight teams playing in the quarterfinal stage of the Champions League. Now, Real Madrid have moved into second favourites in the outright market as a result of Bayern Munich being poor in the Bundesliga in recent weeks, basically handing the title over to Bayer Leverkusen. Leverkusen would now need to collapse drastically in order to hand the title to Bayern Munich, and I don't think that's going to happen. And of course, Bayern Munich come into this second leg against Lazio at home off the back of a 1-0 defeat in the first leg, so they have to overturn a deficit. That's why Real Madrid have jumped in as second favourites at 5-1, with City still the 2-1 favourites, and Bayern Munich are now level with Arsenal at 7-1. Arsenal also have to overcome a deficit because they lost 1-0 away to Porto. After that, you jump down to PSG and last season's finalists Inter Milan, who are both at 10-1. Barcelona is 16-1, and then it's a big jump to Borussia Dortmund at 33-1, and everyone else in this market is bigger than 50-1. So we begin with the second leg between Bayern Munich and Lazio, where Bayern are the 2-7 -350 favourites. It's 21-4 on the draw, and it's 19-2 here on Lazio. Despite the fact they lost the first leg, Bayern Munich are still the 4-9 favourites to qualify here for the quarterfinal, with Lazio priced up at 7-4. For me, obviously this is a disastrous season for Bayern Munich, not just for me, for everybody. I think that's a unanimous consensus. Thomas Tuchel is leaving at the end of the season. I believe that he is heading towards the Premier League, but it has been a massively damaging run at Bayern Munich for Tuchel's reputation, in my opinion. They scraped to the league last season. They shouldn't have won it. They won it because Borussia Dortmund crumbled on the final day. Very little to do with Tuchel, very little to do with anything that Bayern did. But this season, they're not going to be so lucky. They've dropped far too many points, and they've allowed Bayer Leverkusen to build up an insurmountable lead. So this is their last chance for a trophy. And I do believe that they will capitalise on that desperation, and Lazio could be the victim of a string of poor results from Bayern Munich. At the end of the day, this is a team who are littered with world-class players. And with world-class players come top-tier ambitions. And with top-tier ambitions comes high motivation. And these players, if highly motivated, especially at home with that home crowd behind them, should be able to deliver a performance that doesn't necessarily erase the previous weeks, but will show people what this Bayern Munich team are capable of. Let's not forget, this is a team who have delivered trophy after trophy after trophy, have been dominant in Germany for years, and more significantly for this game, have dominated the Champions League group stages. They have often advanced with a 100% record. And when you're coming up here against a team like Lazio, who don't often qualify for the Champions League, You have the type of opponent that Bayern Munich have been sweeping aside in the group stage. The reason Bayern Munich haven't been winning the Champions League is because they've come up against top-tier opponents, the likes of a Real Madrid and a Manchester City, and they haven't had the stomach to come through those types of games. But when it comes to the group stage and winning games like this, Bayern Munich have been able to sweep every single one of their opponents to one side, more or less. So here, you have your group stage type of game, and I do believe that Bayern Munich will turn up in this spot and they'll end up sweeping aside this Lazio team. I'm looking for Bayern Munich to win this game and win it relatively convincingly and get the victory in 90 minutes that will send them through to the next round. For that reason, I'm going to take Bayern Munich to cover a minus 1.5 Asian handicap line here for this game. That's minus 1.5, and that is available at 10 to 11, minus 110. Lazio are a side who won't be coming back to the Champions League next season. They won't do that via their current league position. They're currently just inside the top half, and it shows what a phenomenal achievement that was last season from Sarri to get them into the Champions League. Unfortunately, he did not receive the financial backing required to repeat that feat, and it looks very much like Lazio will be just clinging on to even get into the European places this season. So I do believe that tonight will end their Champions League campaign. This is a side who in Italy have lost 7 of their 14 away games this season. That doesn't bode well when you're coming up against a Bayern Munich team who, despite the fact that they have blown the league in Germany, they still have a formidable home record, winning 10 of 12, drawing 1, losing 1, and putting together a plus 31 goal difference, which has seen them score 39 times in 12 home league matches, whilst conceding just 8. This is also a team who already dealt with Manchester United and Galatasaray in the group stage at home before being held to a 0-0 draw against Copenhagen, which didn't matter because Bayern Munich were already through and had a 100% record going into that game. So I believe Bayern Munich turn up tonight. Somebody is going to get tonked by Bayern Munich eventually, and it would not surprise me to see it happening tonight. Ultimately, we just need them to get through in 90 minutes, and in order to do that, they're going to need to cover an Asian handicap line of minus 1.5, and therefore that's going to be my selection here for this one. Bayern Munich minus 1.5 on the Asian handicap line at 10 to 11, minus 110. Before we move on to the second game happening on Tuesday night, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Kutt. Kutt is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and is available in 40 states. Download Kutt today in the App Store or over at kutt.com. That's K-U-T-T, and use our promo code SGPN for an additional 10% deposit bonus. Let me also take this pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today with our promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or you can find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. That's www.ncpgambling.org.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Moving on to Tuesday's second game. And it's the game between Real Sociedad and Paris Saint-Germain. PSG come here as a 2-1 underdog, but they have this tie in hand after the first leg. It's 13-5 on the draw, and it's 7-5 here on Sociedad. The qualification odds obviously see PSG as an overwhelming favourite at 1-12, with Sociedad priced up at 7-1 to overturn the deficit. This was the most difficult part of the futures parlay that we took on Real Madrid, PSG and Bayern Munich. What's crazy is Bayern Munich was the 1-800 leg of that parlay, and they are the team who look in most danger. But PSG have essentially almost booked their spot in the quarterfinal with that 2-0 first leg. It would take a disaster at this point for them not to qualify. I'm looking at the game state here for this one, because I do believe Sociedad will have to come out and go for it, and that could lend us to more goals. Whilst PSG, they'll know if they can just score one goal here, that will give them an insurmountable lead, as Sociedad are unlikely to score three goals here, and they would need three goals just to force extra time if PSG were to simply score one. PSG's last defeat came at AC Milan in the group stages back in November. So that is a large indicator as to how difficult it will be for Sociedad to win this game. They're actually in torrid form coming into this one, losing five of the last six in all competitions. They lost to La Liga strugglers Sevilla at the weekend, and they actually haven't had a home win since November, losing three of their five games at home in 2024. And they're coming up against a PSG team who are just simply free scoring at the moment. And it'll be very, very difficult to contain PSG from getting on the score sheet here, which will make it near impossible for them to qualify. PSG coming to this one on that 20-game unbeaten run and have scored twice in 11 of their last 13 games. As I said, a goal here for PSG will essentially end the tie. I believe that they can sit back and play on the counter-attack, which makes them even more dangerous. And I just see them picking off this Sociedad team at will, as they have to uncharacteristically chase a football match here. So I'm going to take PSG as a pick. I'm going to take the underdog in the draw no bet market. This loses if Sociedad win the game, which they are favourites to do, but it cashes if PSG win the game and you end up with a push if it ends up being a draw. We'll take PSG in the draw no bet market at plus money here at the price of 11-10 plus 110. Moving on to Wednesday's games, the Manchester City versus Copenhagen game is somewhat irrelevant. City already through. They're the 1-6 home favourites to finish the job at home. It's 7-1 on the draw, and it's 16-1 here on Copenhagen. Such a difficult game to bet because City is such a strong favourite, and I don't know how much motivation City will have here for this game in terms of scoring the 4 or 5 goals that they're capable of scoring. We don't know what they're going to do with team selection. I believe that we'll see a strong-ish team from Pep in the first half. And once Manchester City do establish a lead, I do believe that we'll see people taken off. So this is why I don't think this will get heavy. I believe that Man City with under 4.5 goals tacked on, an old favourite of ours, is a safe way to go here. That selection is available at a price of 4-5 minus 125. I also think City will be able to win this without conceding a goal. City beat Copenhagen 5-0 the last time this team visited the Etihad, and that was last season. And the visitors lost 1-0 at Old Trafford earlier on this season as well, where they didn't score in Manchester again. The hosts coming to this one having 1-0 in 4 of their last 7 competitive home games. They beat Copenhagen in the first leg 3-1, in case you've forgotten. So that means the tie is comfortably in hand. And this is a City side who've scored exactly 3 goals in 2 of the last 5 at home, while winning 2-0 in 4 of their last 7 at the Etihad. So if they score 3 goals again here, we'll be perfectly happy with that. But what is definitely going to happen is City are going to win. This will be their 10th successive Champions League match victory after coming through the group with a 100% record and, of course, winning this tournament last season. So I believe this is going to be a routine City win, but I don't believe they are going to go for the jugular because they have a huge game against Liverpool at the weekend. Therefore, I'm comfortable taking Man City with under 4.5 goals tacked on at 4-5 minus 125. Up next, we move on to the game between Real Madrid and RB Leipzig, where Madrid are the 8-13 favourites to finish the job here at home on the money line, 7-2 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on RB Leipzig. Real Madrid already have the lead from the first leg, but it's only 1-0, so I don't think they're going to take any risks here with their team selection. I expect the strongest possible lineup, and of course, that will be aided by the return of Jude Bellingham. I only see this going one way, and I actually think there's value on Madrid on the money line at 8-13. Real Madrid have only lost twice all season. That came at the hands of City rivals Atletico Madrid in the league and in the Copa del Rey. So 2 defeats, but both have come to one team. Other than that, they've been absolutely flawless. They advanced in the Champions League group stage with a 100% record at home. They're unbeaten at home as well so far this season. And they should have enough quality to progress here against RB Leipzig. And I don't think they're going to play for a draw. I think they are going to pick up the victory here in this one. As I said, they have not lost any home game in any competition this season, whilst Leipzig, they aren't the strongest travellers either. They have won just 1 of the last 5 away games. And Real Madrid, they've also won 2 of the last 3 meetings with RB Leipzig. So whilst they only edged past them in the first leg, they did it with some players missing. Here, I think they're going to build on the fact that they picked up maximum points in the group stage. This will be their 8th win from 8 in the Champions League if they get it done. And I do believe they will get it done. They are one of the informed teams in Europe. They are running away with the league in La Liga. They've lost just 1 of their 27 games in La Liga this season. And they are top of the table, as we mentioned, on course to winning another La Liga title. Their opponents don't travel well at the weekend. They ended a 4-game winless streak away from home with a 4-1 victory away to Bochum, with 3 of the goals coming in a weird 4-minute period in the second half. Otherwise, that was looking like a very, very 50-50 back and forth game with Bochum. But ultimately, they did pick up the win, but I don't think that's enough to give them any kind of momentum to come here and win at Real Madrid. I think Real Madrid see out the job with another win. As I said, this will be their 8th win in the Champions League, 8 from 8, a 100% record, which will put them well in the conversation to contend with Manchester City for this season's Champions League. They are the top 2 in the market, and Real Madrid deserve to be there for a reason, not only because of their form so far this season in all competitions, including the Champions League, but also being the runaway world leaders in La Liga, but also because of their Champions League pedigree. Everybody knows that you can never write off Real Madrid in this competition. But in order to be in this competition, they need to get through this tie, and no risk will be taken. Look for a full lineup that will make a 100% effort. 1-0 is definitely not enough. And I look for Real Madrid to finish it off with another victory. Real Madrid on the money line is my simple selection here at the price of 8-13. If you want a better price, you can tack on over 1.5 goals in this game. That gives you any Real Madrid victory that isn't a 1-0 scoreline. So if you do believe Leipzig will contribute towards the scoring, Real Madrid will need 2 goals to get it done. That's an interesting way to go, because Leipzig have found the net in each of the last 9 away games in all competitions, but haven't kept a clean sheet away from home since last September. So Real Madrid and over 1.5 goals does bolster your price. Obviously, Real Madrid and BTTS gives you a much bigger price, as that one is 5-2 plus 250. But for me, at 8-13, I'm happy just to take Real Madrid on the money line to get it done here in this one. Before I close out with my lock here for this show, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Hall of Fame Bets. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hrfbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Closing out with your lock on this show, I'm going to go with a 2-team parlay for my lock. I'm going to go with Bayern Munich to reverse that deficit against Lazio. This is just a money line play. This is not the handicap play that we gave out. So this is Bayern Munich at 2-7 minus 350. And I'm going to add on Real Madrid at 8-13. Now, you can add Man City if you want to. That does bolster the price. That pays out £237 from a £100 stake, as opposed to the £207. For me, it's not enough of a jump up. Copenhagen have already managed to avoid a loss away to Bayern Munich this season, so it's not worth the risk. For me, I would rather just be on 2 teams who I see going through, but who both haven't got the job done from their first legs. Real Madrid and Bayern Munich both still have business to take care of, but both have been very, very strong on their own turf this season. I cannot make any case for Lazio going to Bayern Munich and getting something, other than the fact that Bayern Munich have been in poor form by their standards recently. And I also cannot make a case for RB Leipzig giving their away form this season. So my parlay is going to be a 2-team parlay with Bayern Munich and Real Madrid both on the money line. And this pays out £207 from a £100 stake, which is a £107 profit. So that's it for me and your first week of second legs in the Champions League. Don't forget, as I mentioned on the weekend shows, we are also delivering you a Europa League show as well. We are going to be looking at the futures markets for the Europa League, and we will be looking at a hand-picked selection of ties as the Europa League does now begin its round of 16. So the first legs will be going down on Thursday, and the second legs will be happening the following week. We'll be looking at a selection of games in terms of who qualifies, and we'll be also looking at those first legs as well. So don't forget to check that show out. That one should be available for you guys on the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed on Wednesday. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys, and thanks for listening.